Hebrews chapter 6. Jesus Christ, our eternal high priest, the surety of a better testament. Lord willing, I'd like to tell why in these scriptures we need Christ Jesus as our high priest. What he has done for us as his as our high priest, and why he is the surety of a better testament, a better covenant. We need Christ Jesus as our high priest because we can't approach God in the nature we're born with. We can't worship God. We're sinful. Christ is holy. He's sinless. You look up in the heavenly places, not made with hands. You look in the Holy of Holies, and there on His throne sits the Lord Jesus Christ, the High Priest. And no man can come to Him. No man can come to the Father but through the Lord Jesus Christ. And He sits on His throne, and He sits right now. And He rules, and He reigns sovereign over control of everything. All creation was created by Him, for Him, and to the glory of God. And He rules it sovereign. He can only be seen by faith that God gives you. And that faith, Jesus Christ is the object of. He is the object of faith. He can only be worshipped in spirit and in truth. We're born spiritually dead. And we have a sinful nature that hates God. Fallen in Adam. Bound in our own trespasses and sins. We are ruined. We need a high priest. So if God chose you by His electing grace in His Son Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world, this Christ Jesus has redeemed you with His own blood. If you can see Him with that God-given faith, then He's called you by His word. His means, He has sent a preacher to you to declare His gospel, this Christ crucified, His Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit has quickened you and has given you spiritual life and faith that you may believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He is the surety of a better testament. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. For we have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the majesty on high in the heavens by the free and sovereign grace of God. And he is an eternal high priest, ordained of God, chosen of God, with an oath. Psalms 110:4 says, "The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." And we'll briefly, you already know who he is, but we're going to touch on who this Melchizedek is real briefly here in verse 1 of chapter 7. "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation, king of righteousness, and after that also, king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days, nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth the priest continually." We look on down in verse 18 of chapter 7. "For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw near, nigh unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, The Lord swear and will not repent, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament." Those priests that were before on this earth, they were sinful men. They were examples. They were examples, all pointed to that true and that real high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. That surety of a better testament, the will and good pleasure of God, the purpose of God, that inheritance that God gives His elect children, confirmed by the death of the testator. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. The covenant of grace, that hope, that agreement between God the Father and God the Son in the beginning, before they created the world, before He created the world for His own glory and for the salvation of His elect. That's why He done it. Chosen of God to be our surety, our mediator, and our representative head, those elect of God. Righteousness came not by the law. God made Christ unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. All those promises and all those blessings are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal life, salvation, it's all in Christ. A better covenant than that of the law given to Moses. They said, "Give us a law, and we'll do it. But we're scared of Him. You go talk to the Lord Moses for us. A go-between, somebody Give us a high priest. Give us a priest. Man cannot keep the law. He's spiritually dead. He's born spiritually dead. Can't keep the law of God. You have nothing. Nothing to bring before God. Your righteousness are as filthy rags. Our works of our hands are abominable to God. You're born spiritually dead. But Christ, that high priest, better than Aaron, better than all those other men. They were types and examples and pictures. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness' sake. When He came, all those traditions, all those ceremonies, they're done away with. The blood of bulls and goats could not atone for sin. They pointed to Him, His blood, His sacrifice. God manifest in the flesh, Christ Jesus, came to this earth to redeem God's elect with His own sin-atoning blood, with His one-time sacrifice of Himself. He alone put away all the sins of all of God's elect. And as our high priest, He draws us near. He drew us near to God, shedding His blood. He appeased the holy justice of God in our room instead. He brought in a perfect righteousness. He's perfect, sinless, holy. It's His faithfulness, His perfect obedience to the will of the Father. He fulfilled that law. No other man could. Nobody else could. Only Him. He was ordained and chosen for that. By God. And He obeyed God until death on the cross, justifying us, because He was delivered for our offenses. We sinned against God. We offended God's holy justice. God demands perfect righteousness. And He won't let any sin go unpunished. The wages of sin are death. The wrath of God abides on our heads. We're born into this world bound by Satan, bound by sin, bound by the fear of death. And He was raised again for our justification, the Holy One. Now in Him we can boldly go to the throne of grace, near to God through and by Him, this high priest. This is why you need Jesus Christ, the high priest. It's the only way to God the Father. It's through Him. That's the way God purposed it. He won't have it any other way. He demands perfection. And God's pleased with His Son. And let's learn more about Him. Going down to verse 23. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. They were just men. They died. But this man, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Genesis 3:15 tells us, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Christ came and saved his elect to the uttermost. He is the spiritual and eternal, unchangeable salvation. Salvation is of the Lord, and salvation is in Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father. He delivered us from all evil. And only Christ Jesus was able to accomplish that. He finished all the works that his Father gave him to do. He fulfilled the law. He satisfied God's holy justice in our room instead. He bore, put away forever, and atoned for each and every sin of his elect. Every one of them. In his own body. His own blood. With his own sacrifice. He conquered all his enemies. And all his enemies are our enemies. He conquered them all. He became a curse. He took the curse away from the law. He hanged on a tree. No one else was fit or able. Man surely cannot save himself. There is no way possible. It's impossible with man, but not impossible with God. By his grace in Christ Jesus, it took the God-man, the spotless Lamb of God, that sinner's substitute, the Lord Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, born of the Spirit of God, separate from sinners. He did not have that sinful nature of Adam that we're born with. He was born of a virgin. He was born of the Spirit of God. He took on him the seed of Abraham. That promised seed. That spiritual seed. God manifest in the flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God Almighty. The firstborn among many brethren. And then 26, verse 26, "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." Holy. Holy by nature. Perfect. Hebrews 2:11 tells us, "For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren." He made you one with God in him. Because God demands nothing less than perfection. The only perfection there is Christ Jesus. He sanctified you in him before the foundation of the world. You were in Christ. You've always been in Christ, even when you didn't know him. You were with him when he came in the flesh. You were with him when he suffered, when he was tempted, when he overcame this world for you, when he obeyed his Father perfectly, with his righteousness, you were in him. He shed that precious blood on the cross for you. To put away your sins. You are in Him. He loved you from eternity. When He was buried, He's buried with Him. This is what we do in the ordinance of baptism. We identify. Oh, when He was raised again, your life is hidden in Him. You only have life because of Him. Physical life, spiritual life. Spiritual life in Him. It's the only way you have it. Praise God. Harmless. There's no guile in His mouth. He's fit to be made sin for us who knew no sin. To take those sins away and impute His righteousness to you. Undefiled. He's pure, holy, sinless. He's separate from sinners. He came to save sinners. But He never sinned. He was not of that sinful nature that you and I are born in from Adam. He's apart. He's set apart from that. We're made new creatures. We're made new creatures in Christ Jesus. His flesh was nailed to the cross with Him. That old man that we have around our necks that sins continually, Christ bore those sins and He put them away. But we can come boldly to Him and ask for forgiveness. And He's faithful to forgive. He's faithful to forgive. He's already put them away. You can't be condemned for them again. He's already suffered for those sins. He's already put them away. He bled for you. He died. But He's alive. He's alive because He rose again and He's made higher. Higher than the heavens. He's God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He is God. All these reside in Him bodily. That's a mystery. I couldn't explain it to you even if I tried. But by faith in Him, we believe it. We believe it. Verse 27. Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the sins of the people. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. The Lord Jesus Christ is our sinless and our eternal perfect high priest. And oh, we need Him. All the others, all those other examples were sinful men, just like we are. They had to meet a strict criteria. They were born from the tribe of Levi. And all that was set up by God is all purposed by God. And some were good men and some were not. Some were evil. Some of them God destroyed. But all had to offer sacrifice for their own sins first and then the people. And they had to be replaced from time to time because of sin, we die. But He is God. He's the Son of God. There's no sin in Him. He is that perfect high priest. He humbled Himself and became a servant to God the Father. He emptied Himself. And as the God-man, the only begotten Son of God, He was made perfect through His suffering. That's a mystery too. How can someone, the God Almighty, who is perfect, suffer? He did it for us. Set an example for us. We need to be in Him. And He was tempted. Remember when He was led out to the wilderness? After He was filled with the Holy Spirit beyond measure, that Holy Spirit coming down on Him like a dove, witnessing, this is Him, this is your Messiah. And God the Father saying, this is My Son, whom I'm well pleased. That testimony. He was led, driven into the wilderness, fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was hungry. He's God, but He's in flesh. He's a man. And Satan, ordained, this is all ordained by God. He's not God's. We know that. Satan is not God's equal. There is no equal. There is none beside Him. He's in control of it all. God's not a creation. Everything else, it's created by Him. He's in control of it all. Nothing takes Him by surprise. It's all ordained by Him. Everything. And He was tempted of Satan. But you can't tempt God. Not with sin. You can't tempt God with sin. And after Satan tempted Him, Christ answered him with His own word. He told him that's enough. And Satan left for a season. For a little while. He never sinned. He was bruised. Because it pleased God to bruise Him. For He was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Righteousness came not by the law, it came by the Lord Jesus Christ. The law could not save you, all it did was condemn you and find you guilty before God. Death. That's what the law says. You deserve to die because you sinned against God. God slew Him. He slew His own beloved Son who He loved on that cross on Calvary. And He who is life, He lay His life down for His sheep. He died. And we were in Him. If you've chosen in Him by God's grace before the world was, you're in Him. You've always been in Him. You always will be. We're His body. He's our head. We can't do anything without Him. Thank God He rose again. He lifted Himself up. Father raised Him up because His works were finished. There was no sin in Him. Death couldn't hold Him. Death couldn't hold Him. He's alive. He's on His throne right now. And our life is hid in Him. He put all our sins away in His body with His one sacrifice for sin. He saved us to the uttermost. He ascended up on high. And as our high priest, He presented a sacrifice, and God was satisfied with. God chose His Lamb for the foundation of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, that Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He is our high priest. He is the sacrifice that God's pleased with. And as our high priest, He presented Himself, that living sacrifice for the atonement for our sins, for all that God gave Him. And He appeared. He appeased the holy justice of God in our room instead. All those other priests, they went into the holy temple with sacrifices that God told them to bring, just exactly how He told them to bring. And they had to do it over and over and over again. But when Christ entered the Holy of Holies with His sacrifice of Himself, He sat down. That's it. He sat down. All those were pictures and types and examples pointing to Him. When He presented that sacrifice that pleased God Almighty, He sat down. And the Father exalted Him high. He sits on His throne, right hand of the throne of God, till all His enemies be made His footstool. We're not yet what we are going to be, but in Him we are. His work is finished. Psalms 110, verse 1, "The Lord said unto my Lord, Set thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." Ordained of God before the world was. Christ put an end to all those types when He came in the flesh and went to the cross. He fulfilled it all. He is the last and final high priest. He's all we need. All we need. Luke 24, verse 44 tells us, "And He said unto them," His disciples, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I yet was with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Old pastor once said, this is a hymn book, an H-I-M book. It's all about Him. It's all about Jesus Christ. We pray God will reveal Him to us through the Scripture, through His Word. That's how He says He will do it. The means He uses to send a sinful preacher to a sinful people to tell them about a wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look on into Hebrews 8 here, verse 1. "Now the things which we have spoken," this is the sum, "we have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Jesus Christ, the true high priest, the one all these others pointed to and were examples and foreshadows of. All others were only examples. He is the surety of that better covenant, that testament. We were born under the law, in bondage to Satan, the fear of death. We were born with Adam's sinful nature. We hated God and everything He stood for. That nature of fallen Adam, our first representative head. Christ Jesus came in the flesh and put away the sins. He is the elect representative head. He has made us partakers of the divine nature, His nature. He's given us His nature. We're new creations in Him. He nailed the law and the old man to the cross that was crucified with Him. If you were chosen in Him by God. And when He arose from the grave, He arose victorious over Satan, over sin, over death. He justified us by His righteousness, by His faithfulness. His blood, His sacrifice, He called. We are called by the gospel, by His word, through a preacher that He sends. And God, the Holy Spirit, He's the one that quickens, gives you spiritual life, faith to believe on Jesus Christ, your high priest. You're born again, a new creation, created in Christ Jesus. We were predestinated by God before the world was in Christ to be conformed to His image, to be His children. If you're chosen in Him. If you're chosen in Christ, you are a new creation. If you're not yet, brothers and sisters, there are out there that we don't know. That's why we keep preaching the gospel, to edify, to stir up, to lift up each other for the furtherance of the gospel. He's given us that ministry of reconciliation. Because we got others out there. He has others out there. Our brothers and sisters. That's why He says to be kind and love your enemies. We can't do that. We can't even love each other like we should. But in Christ we do. And this gospel is to be preached. Christ crucified. What He's done. He sits on His throne right now. And He calls His elect. And we're the means. Why? That's a mystery. Why us? Because that's the means God purposed. We are to proclaim Him, declare Him. Christ revealed in us our only hope of glory. Our only acceptance to God is in Him. We are nothing in ourselves. Nothing. Nothing but continual sin. It's only in Him. Only in Him. In spirit and in truth, because He is spirit and He is truth. And the only way we can worship Him, know Him, is to be in spirit and in truth.
And that's to be in Him, the Lord Jesus Christ.
He is the surety of a better covenant. On down to verse 7 of chapter 8. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he said, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant. Man cannot save himself. Man cannot obey that law of God. Only Christ, the perfect, holy one, could. And he did it in our room instead. And I regarded them not, saith the Lord, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, his elect, after those days. We're not talking about the physical Israel. We're talking about the spiritual Israel, his elect, his church. Saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind. He gives you a new mind, a new conscience. He gives you the mind of Christ. And write them in their hearts. We're the children of the circumcision of the heart, the inward, not the external. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Praise God, it pleased Him to make us His people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful. Oh, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Why? Because Christ put them away. We're in Him. In that He saith, A new covenant He hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Christ Jesus, that surety of a better covenant, of a better testimony. The law was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. Beloved, Christ Jesus came. He was that promise. He's that promise. He's the better. He's the real, true high priest. In Him we are no longer under the law. We are under grace. The law, sin, Satan, they have no more dominion over us. We still sin. Satan still is like a roaring lion, and we're helpless against him. But we're in Christ. We're in the armor of God. We're sealed. It's His faithfulness. It's His Holy Spirit. He seals us. Just like Noah in that ark, we're sealed. We're protected from the wrath of God, from the evils of this world. He's taking that away. And when we do sin, because we still have an old nature hanging around our necks till He pleases God to take it away from us in death, or when we're translated, He comes again. We have an advocate with the Father. We have a high priest that we can go to, who is God. suffered like we did, was tempted as a man, came in our flesh, and overcame the world for us, that our life might be hid in Him. Where we could worship Him, and love Him, and each other in Him. Only in Him. In spirit and in truth. Because He is spirit. And He is truth. I hope this gives you comfort. I know it does me. Praise God. That it pleased Him to show mercy to us. To love us in His Son. And send Him by His grace. To be our Savior. Our God. Our High Priest. The surety of a better testament. Let's pray. Dear Holy Heavenly Father, we come again praising You for Your sovereign grace, free and sovereign grace, in Christ Jesus. We praise You for salvation in Him. We pray, Lord, that You'd increase our knowledge in Him and let us grow in grace and in faith. That You have made Him everything. You have made the Lord Jesus Christ everything we need, and He is sufficient for us. Let us ever continually, as You do, as You promised, so You put us through trials and sufferings, to look to Him and only Him. Strip away all the confidence we have in our flesh and in temporal things and sinful things. That we look to Him alone. Because He is our salvation. He is our surety. He's our only advocate to the Father. Thank You and praise You, O God, that You don't hear the sinfulness of this prayer, because we have a high priest who intercedes for us. We praise You. In Christ Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.